Now the second fellow's trying to climb up too. The first one wants help, I suppose. The bag must be stuck.
Both men were now up the tree, trying to stuff the bag down some kind of hollow there. At last there was a thud, as if the bag dropped down.
If only Timmy was here. It's maddening to lie here and do nothing. But we'd be no match for those two desperate fellows.
Then a sudden noise came to their ears. The scampering of feet. Then came a familiar sound.
Timmy!
Julian leapt up and pushed his way out of his hiding place at once.
Tell him to guard that tree, George. Quick!
Here, Timmy! On guard!
The astonished Timmy ran to the tree where the two men were staring down in horror. Timmy gave a most blood-curdling growl, and one man, who had been about to jump down, shrank back and yelled.
Oi! Call that dog off! What do you think you're doing?
You tell us what you're doing. What's in the bag you pushed down that tree hollow?
What bag? What are you talking about? You must be mad. Now call that dog off or I'll report you to the police.
Right. We'll report you at the same time. You'll jolly well stay up that tree till we bring the police here. And I warn you, if you try jumping down and running away, you'll be sorry. You have no idea what sharp teeth that dog has.
The two men were so angry that they could hardly speak. Timmy barked loudly and kept leaping up to try to reach them. Julian turned to Dick.
Dick, take Anne and George to the highway and stop a car. Go to the nearest police station and tell the police to send men here at once. Buck up!
But before Dick could go off with the two girls, there came the sound of another motorbike. And then a third, bumping along the woodland path. Julian fell silent. Were more ruffians coming? Timmy would be a great help if so. Julian and the others got behind trees and watched to see who was on the coming motorbikes.
The police! They must have been the ones chasing those fellows. Somebody must have given the tip that they turned off into the wood. Hey, we can help you!
The two traffic policemen stopped in surprise. They saw the motorbike and sidecar.
Have you kids seen anything of two men with a bag?
Yes. The bag's stuffed down a tree over there, and our dog's guarding the men. They're up in the tree. You've come just in time to collect them.
My word, pretty hot stuff.
The policeman grinned as he saw the two scared men up the tree, with Timmy leaping up hopefully at them.
The bag's up there too, is it?
Down in the hollow of the tree.
Oh, well, thanks very much for doing our job for us. We got some pals on the roadway. We said we'd whistle if we'd found anything. Well, you two up the tree? You thought you'd fooled us, didn't you? You come in quietly, or do we ask the dog to help us round you up?
Jim and Stan took one look at the eager Timmy.
Yeah, we'll come quietly.
And when three more men came racing down the woodland path, there was no trouble at all. Jim and Stan went off with the policeman. Timmy gave one last fierce bark, and all five watched the men, the motorbikes, and the sidecar disappear with many bumps up the path back to the highway.
Well, talk about a nice, cool, lazy afternoon. I'm hotter than ever now.
Timmy's tongue was hanging out almost to the ground. He looked very hot, too.
Well, you shouldn't go rabbiting. No wonder you're hot.
It's a jolly good job he did go rabbiting. If he'd been with us, he'd have barked, and those fellows would have known we were here, and would have gone further on to hide their goods. We'd never have seen what they were doing, or have been able to catch them.
Yes, that's true. All right, Timmy. You were right to go rabbiting, and to come back when you did.
Tea time, everybody. Well, well. What a very nice, peaceful, lazy afternoon. I really have enjoyed it.